And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're live at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach, California, for the last day of the Fred Hall Fishing Tackle and Boat Show in beautiful downtown Long Beach at the Long Beach Convention Center. Man, we have a great lineup in the downstairs area. They call it the Seaview Rotunda of the Hyatt Regency. Come on down the escalator and join us. We already have a nice crowd gathering. Not raining out right here, so come on down and join us because we have a great lineup. It's incredible the talent we have on this show. John Yerdy from Mammoth Lakes is here to talk about a little bit of snow and fishing right here. Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charter is going to talk about great salmon halibut fishing up there. Tim Lockwood, who does a lot of the hunting here at the Fred Hall Show, is going to talk hunting up in the Central Valley there. And James and John from Inland Boat Center are going to talk Defiance, Arima, and more. You stay tuned. This is going to be a great show. Come on down. Join us. We're giving away a ton of prizes, too. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090, again live here from the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach, the last day of the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, and it's such a whirlwind. We see it every time. There is so much to see at this show. There's no way you can do it. You can't do it in the whole week. I've been here all week. There's no way you can get close to seeing everything here.
Yeah, I mean, Ricky and I were just talking before the show. It's like, have you been out seeing it much? No. Have you? No.
Yeah.
Well, I got to see quite a bit of it, but I still think I missed a lot.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's definitely a it's a whale of a show, as the spot says there. And Bart, it's been quite a week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been really great. You know, for us, all of the team, we do this 365 days a year, plan for this event. It always seems in the future, and then it comes rushing at you like a train. And as you know, Rick, you know, you got to get ready and you got to do all the stuff that you have to do. But then it comes alive. It comes off that piece of paper, and it's a three-dimensional living thing. And it's called the ultimate outdoor experience for a reason, because of the fishing and the boating and the hunting and the diving and everything else we got going on. And I can't be more pleased. This probably is the best show we ever had.
No doubt.
The exhibitors have stepped up with their booths. There's so much going on. I spent all day on the floor yesterday. I spent most days on the floor. And the people were happy. They were having a good time. The patio was filled. Kids were doing their things. There were lots of families. Great seminars. I'm really pleased.
You should be. And you guys have done a tremendous job. Mike Lum, yourself, Duncan, what a tremendous thing, an opportunity for people to see so much and a lot of new stuff this year. That's what's really great, is a lot of your favorites are there. Fisherman's Landing Tackle and all the landings and boats and everything. But there's a lot of new things, too.
There are a lot of new things. A lot of manufacturers have planned to release their new products during the show. We have a lot of new exhibitors that we've never had before. And we already have new ones signing up for next year.
Yeah,
nice. I mean, it's a great deal of excitement has been created here. But over and above the products, you know, for me, I don't sell anything, so just promoting outdoor recreation is what we do, and I think we're doing a heck of a job of it this week. A lot of people came out with their families, and it's been great.
Yeah. Doors open at 10 o'clock this morning here at the Long Beach Convention Center, close at 7 o'clock tonight, and then you close things up here and move to Del Mar. And that show starts a week from Thursday.
Right. I looked at the weather report today. No rain in Del Mar. It's
going to
be beautiful, mid-70s every day.
Got to love it.
Daylight savings time. It'll be light when the show closes at night.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, that's a great show.
And that show sold out before Long Beach this year.
Unbelievable.
It never happened ever before.
Fantastic. Well, one of the things we see down there as well as here, boats. Boats like crazy. And the guys sitting next to you, James and John from Inland Boat Center. James.
Who? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, those guys right there. James, how many boats do you have in your booth in the main hall there?
We brought 15 boats this year.
15 boats. Wow. Big saltwater boats like Defiance boats, those amazing Aremas. Those Aremas are cool boats.
They're great. We've done a very good job this year setting up the booth. Bo was here with Defiance and Arema with Steve Russell. We've had a very good show. A lot of people running through the booth. if you haven't stopped by, you need to stop by. We've got an incredible booth this year.
Yeah. The biggest boat you have, I believe, is the 29 Guadalupe from Defiance?
That's correct. 29-foot Guadalupe with twin 300s.
Twin 300s, 600 horsepower. How fast will that boat go?
Well, she screams. Bo does a really good job. Those big boats run real well. So he's done a very good job designing the boat. With those 300 horsepower, boy, it's quite a treat.
Yeah, and they're super efficient, super quiet.
That is correct.
Pretty amazing. One of the boats that I saw was an extended cabin 22, the San Juan, is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, really a cool-looking boat with a lot of cabin space.
Very big cabin space on a 22-foot platform. One of the best boats here in the display, really. Eccentric design, and John's got some to say about that.
Yeah, I was going to say the San Juan, really the kind of boat that, as well as a fishing boat, it's a family overnighter. Husband, wife, family can take the boat, go fishing, comfortable. We have a dinette, depending on the size, stand-up head options available. The dinette will convert into a sleeper, so you pick up some additional sleeping space, and it's beautiful.
22 feet.
Yeah, 22.
That's a lot of 22 feet.
Yeah, we do 22 and 25 in the San Juan series.
Yeah, go over to Catalina for the weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And what power plant did you put on it?
Well, those are set up with Yamahas, but at Inland we're actually a dealer for all three of the major outboard manufacturers, Mercury, Honda, and Yamaha. So a potential buyer can, basically, if he has a preference, will gladly outfit the boat the way he wants it.
Fantastic. Nice. Wow. That's really cool. So what are we looking at if we want to get into a 22-foot nice boat like that, the San Juan or the or something with a single Yamaha, say?
Are we talking in dollars?
Yes.
So really in the 22 Defiance, depending on the model you pick, we start with the Admiral 22-foot notch transom and then have an EX version extended transom and then the San Juan. I mean, really, you can start somewhere in the $60,000 range, and from there, it's just a question of how you want to option out your boat.
Boat, motor, and trailer?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, that's impressive. That's very, very well. What about the Arima line? That's a really cool line of boats.
Arima's been around for a long time, and from the people I've talked to at these shows, I don't think I've ever heard of more brand loyalty. When you talk to an Arima owner, he loves his boat. So a little different situation, fresh and salt water, equally usable. We start at 17 feet in both center consoles, and then we have a model called the Sea Chaser, which has a forecastle, which will accommodate a porta-potty. And then the next model up would be the Ranger, which is a cuddy cabin. And so for somebody who's a coastal fisherman, going to go to the island occasionally, going to use the boat in fresh water, the Delta, you know, just a great, great boat for that.
Tow it up the Mammoth Lakes.
Absolutely.
Crowley.
Go up there and fish those brown trout.
Yeah, there you go. Indeed. Well, great to have you guys. Yeah. Tim Lockwood, you're the hunting guy here. Bart has said you've done quite a job expanding the hunting here at the Fred Hall Show.
Yeah, we have. You know, we hunt on some private land up in Northern California, outside of Ukiah, and then we've also expanded down into the Paso Robles area. So the hunting's definitely picked up quite a bit. I know my first year here at the show in 2012, we kind of weren't sure what to expect when we came in and we saw a bunch of fishing tackle. And I kind of thought I was in the wrong show, but I was wrong, and I was happy I was wrong. You know, the show took off. There's a lot of people down here that want to get into hunting, learn hunting. The pig hunting is actually just booming now. So
is it? Yeah, why is that? Just the population's really healthy?
You know, they can drop 2 litters a year, and an average litter is going to be about 6 to 8 piglets, and it doesn't seem like we ever have a shortage of hunters. So, yeah.
So how do you arrange? You want to come up and shoot a pig in the Central Coast there. How do you arrange that?
Basically, what you can do is you can check us out on our website at lockwoodhuntingservices.com. There's various packages on there. Give us a call. We'll check out the schedule. It's a year-round hunting season for the pigs. And then we can get you up there. And what we do is it's a 2-day spot and stalk hunting trip. So we get you out there, look for the pigs, find something that you want, and then go down there and get some good clean meat.
What do you think, Rick?
Count me in, man.
Sound like fun. So, and how do you shoot? Do you shoot them with rifle, pistol?
You know, we could.
Dogs, the whole deal?
You know, we have different packages. So, for example, we get some hunters that want to go out and hunt with dogs and pistols and that kind of thing. And we've got a certain ranch for that. We've got other hunters that want to do archery. Archery's really been booming the last few years. And then we also get your traditional muzzleloader hunters as well as your rifle hunters. So I'd say rifle's probably the most popular, but yeah.
How about processing and things like that? How does that work if a guy would go with you guys and shoot a pig? Like, what's the everything after the hunt like?
So basically what we do is we do all the field dressing and skinning. We'll get ready for the butcher. All my hunters from that have come from the Long Beach show the last few years. I always advise them just to bring one of the big, you know, 150-quart Costco coolers. Mm-hmm. Bring that down. We'll get your pig, clean it all up for you, and then you can bring it home to your local butcher. And then you've got choices between sausage, smoked ham. You know, it's
cool.
Good meat.
Yeah, and what are we looking at for a hunt? I mean, if we want to come, I say, hey, I've never hunted a pig. I'd love to go up there and get some meat and have the experience. I'm inexperienced. I can shoot, but I'm an inexperienced hunter. What are we looking at?
Basically, you're going to be looking at anywhere from $750 to $1,000 for a two-day guaranteed opportunity spot and stock trip. The $1,000 package includes meals and lodging on the ranch, the $750 hunt, hunter's camp, or hunter stayed in town at a hotel. But both packages are a fully guided trip.
For two
That's
days.
Awesome.
Two
and,
days.
And how many pigs can you shoot?
That includes one pig on the package.
One pig on the package.
Yep.
Wow.
That's cool.
That seems for a two-day deal with food and lodging and the whole deal.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Guiding and all that.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fun. You get a lot of groups that come up and
we
take a bunch of friends?
Yeah, we do. You know, it's rare to have a single. Once in a while it happens. Most of the parties that we have are anywhere from 2 to 4. We've had parties as large as 13 before.
Uh-huh.
So that can definitely be some work. But we've always been able to pull it off, and we just staff enough guides accordingly. Take guys out and get them on the ranch and have a good time.
That's awesome.
In the hunting section at the Fred Hall Show here, it's not just about pigs. You can go hunt elk and deer and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, it's definitely grown. I mean, there's an Alaskan outfitter right around the corner from me this year. There's a lot of elk now. I mean, the hunting section I've noticed since when I first came in 2012 to this show up till now, it has really grown, and I see it to keep growing in the future. So it's definitely good. You know, we're seeing a lot of interest. I mean, yesterday I about lost my voice talking to people.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
You can't complain about that.
Well, speaking of Alaska, our buddy Seth Bones sitting right next to you. Good morning, Seth.
So, Seth.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Been a busy place right next to the Let's Talk Hookup booth, of course, is Kingfisher Charters, and you guys have been busy over there booking trips and filling out the last few spots.
Yeah, it's been a great show. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it has. So tell us about Kingfisher for those of our listeners that want to come to Alaska and what you offer and how it all works.
One of my favorite places in the whole world.
Yeah.
I'll throw that out right away.
Thanks. Yeah, well, we're an all-inclusive lodge, saltwater fishing, salmon, halibut, and we just get after it and take good care of our clients that come up and have a great time. Bring home a lot of really, really high quality fillets at the end of the trip, of course, and just keep doing what we do.
Best fish processing around. I don't know how you do it, but you're consistently every year. Your fish, we're still eating fish from last year.
Oh, excellent!
Yeah,
excellent.
It's amazing.
The thing that blows me away too is how well you guys. I mean, when a guy goes fishing with you, I mean, you step off of the plane and just you guys are so good at handling every little idiosyncrasy that comes up. I mean, from getting you back and forth and lodging and transfers and food and everything. I mean, absolutely every little last thing is handled. You guys do such a good job.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we really pride ourselves on just, like you say, once you step off the plane, everything is taken care of. No hassles, no extra expenses.
Yeah.
We'll just take care of you the whole time until you're flying back home at the end of the trip.
Speaking of flying, cost of flying to Sitka has come way down.
Yeah, that's been really nice, really nice. The last couple summers, Delta started flying in, and of course Alaska is still doing a great job, but there's been, I think, maybe a little more competition in the market, and the fuel prices are down, and so fares are I think some of them are lower than I've ever seen, and I've been doing this for 25 years. It's amazing.
So cool.
Dan Ostrowski from Yamaha Outboards was here at the show on Friday, and he's coming up on our trip with us, and he said he paid $261 round trip. Los Angeles to Sitka.
Round trip.
With a stop. And I stopped them, and I said, that was just one way, right? Because even one way, that wouldn't be a bad fare.
Right.
No, he said, no, I'm telling you, it was round trip from Los Angeles to Sitka.
Cheaper than going to Vegas.
Yeah, no kidding. So, yeah, if you hit it on the right day and you get the right deal and you fly out of the right airport, especially here in Los Angeles, it's pretty reasonable now.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, we've checked, we periodically go online and just sort of check, sample fares from different places, and it's consistently, in the under 500 range, a lot of times under 400, and then you get, like, what Dan got, we're just unheard of. Like, really?
Is it really that expensive? And Alaska's not a cheap place to go. But with your package, like, what's your normal package at Kingfisher Charters?
Our most popular is the 3 days fishing, 4 nights trip, and it's $24.95. And so
all
inclusive.
All inclusive.
The whole thing. Yeah, right.
Licenses, fish processing, meals, transfers.
Yeah.
Fish, everything.
Yeah, absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Boots and rain gear and everything.
Yeah, everything.
All the tackle. Yeah. I mean, you guys go to the nines.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Well, John Yerdy, it's snowing in Mammoth, I understand.
Like crazy.
Yeah. You got your wife on the shovel right now at the house?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's funny because it started snowing at the mountain yesterday, actually late Friday night. And it didn't start snowing at home until last night about 10 o'clock, and she sent me a picture with about 18 inches of snow on the deck, and the mountain's reporting just shy of 4 feet.
Wow.
She said the avalanche bombs are going off this morning, so about 2 more feet forecasted for today and tonight. Then we get a couple days off, and then another 4 feet for next weekend. So
Whoa. If
there were concerns about water, I don't think we have that much right now.
We're good now.
It may not be a drought buster for the entire state, but driving down here the other day, Crowley is higher than I've ever seen it. I've been up there for 6 years, and the first year I was up there, we had a lot of water, and it's a great start.
Yeah, it is. What's that mean for fishing?
I think at this point, we're going to be in great shape. I think we have survived better than a lot of the places in California over the last couple of years. You've been up fishing in the summertime.
Absolutely.
And I think this is just going to set us up for a great summer. We've been increasing the fish stocking. We bumped it by about 50% the last 2 years. We've had a phenomenal winter with all the skiers coming up, so I've got a little more money. So we're probably going to end up being about double where we were 2 years ago. And we're putting in everything's 2-plus-pound trout that we're putting in.
Summer tourism has boomed in Mammoth worldwide. Visitors from all over the place hunting but fishing and hiking.
Events,
and
golf.
Ecotourism.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the different events. You host numerous events all through the summer. How do you see the opener in just a little over a month, the Sierra opener?
I think it's going to be great again. It was funny because Josh, who's working with me at the booth, flew down on Alaska Airlines on Tuesday, and he was showing somebody in the booth a picture from the air of Crowley, and he said, there's only a little bit of ice left on it. And I drove by on Friday and said, Josh, there's no ice left on it. So it's amazing. While we have, the forecast for this week was 6 to 10 feet of snow.
6 to 10 feet.
6 to 10 feet this week. And it's been funny because the last 4 weeks has been about 50 degrees and sunny. And then 2 weeks ago it was 50 degrees and sunny. Thursday it decided to get cold. We got 2.5 feet of snow. Friday it went back to 60 degrees and sunny. So it's working the way it should this year.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing because I think we're going to have a perfect setup where we've had an amazing ski season. And I think that with the base snow that we had in November and December getting melted down a little bit, I think that we're going to have that fishing season. So the lakes basin is still frozen right now, but I think that we're probably going to get ice out up there. Maybe not for opener, but it'd be pretty close. So stay tuned to visitmammoth.com. We're going to start posting pictures from different lakes just to show where we're at in the process.
Fantastic. But like you say, the whole surrounding area from Crowley to up the Bridgeport and everywhere is benefiting from all this water and snow.
Absolutely.
And so what you said that you're going to stock more fish because you have more money.
Right.
Yeah.
Big fish.
So
lots of fish.
A lot of big fish.
Yep.
And Mammoth Lakes has their own stocking program. You don't rely on Department of Fish and Wildlife.
No, Department of Fish and Wildlife, they do stock. The county also stocks. So Mono County stocks about $100,000 worth of fish in 21 bodies, including us.
Uh-huh.
Last year, I did 75,000 in four lakes.
Wow.
And I'm going to take that to 100,000 this year. And
whoa.
What we're going to do is we're going to stretch the season out. Typically, we'll stop stocking right after Labor Day. I'm going to make sure that everybody knows, come up in the fall when there's nobody there. We're going to keep stocking, and we're going to keep putting the big fish in. So right through November 15th when the season closes down.
Wow.
And we've got the year-round fishing, but as soon as the lakes basin closes down, we'll be all ready for next year.
You have plenty of water to last through the fall, which is, like you say, the best time of the year to go.
Yeah, no question. And getting up into the Rainbow Falls or even going down to Yosemite, mm-hmm. the waterfalls are going to go off this year. They've dried up pretty quick last year and the last couple of years, but this year I think we'll be in great shape. So a lot of good stuff going on.
I'm really looking forward to my favorite time to go up and ski and fish early May.
Yep.
Late April, early May is such a beautiful time of year up there. You have fantastic spring skiing and sometimes winter skiing.
Yeah,
And then great fishing. Ski in the morning and fish in the afternoon. It's a great combo.
Yeah, some of our best snow last year was in April and May, and I'd be very surprised if we're not skiing until 4th of July this year.
You know,
that's first couple of years I was up there, we did that. The last couple of years, it's been really Memorial Day or Father's Day. But this year, with the snow that we have and the late snow forecast, I think we're in great shape.
And you can fly to Mammoth then.
You can fly to Mammoth right out of LAX.
Yep.
You know, typically, if you're booking 2 weeks in advance and you're flying, you know, you're not flying a peak holiday or weekend, you're flying probably $79 each way.
My buddy Rich Topp, who lives here in Long Beach, has a place up there, and he and his wife fly up there all the time. He says, you know, we leave our condo at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we're home by 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, and it's a one-hour flight, and we fly 4 days a week out of San Diego on Alaska Airlines.
Yeah.
We fly 7.
Can we increase that to 7 next year,
please? I'll work on that.
Yeah.
I'll work on that. You just got to make sure everybody flies.
Since I live 7 minutes from the San Diego airport,
right.
That would make it a little easier than the drive,
sure.
Yeah.
And we fly out of San Francisco as well with United.
And San Francisco, too.
And it's United from San Francisco. It's a 32-minute flight right over Yosemite.
32
minutes. It may as well be a scenic. You might be paying for a scenic flight, let alone transportation.
I've done the flight. It is spectacular.
It is beautiful, and it's amazing because you fly up and you fly over all these lakes and you don't even know where they are because there are just so many of them.
Yeah. Most people probably don't know where they are.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show. What a lineup today here. And it just shows you the variety that is available here at the Fred Hall Long Beach.
That's exactly. I was going to say the same thing. That's what's so cool about it is everything is here. I mean, absolutely, if you're interested in the outdoors, everything you could imagine is at this show. And we really encourage you to come on. We encourage you to come down. Just come on over to the Hyatt because we are having a blast. Tons of great stuff going on today. We have huge raffles. We give away a bunch of prizes during all the breaks, and it's just a lot of fun and a great opportunity to talk to these guys up here. And if you want to do that, if you want to participate, ask a question, just see any of the guys here. You can see Dave or Gary, any of the guys from Let's Talk Hookup. Let them know that you'd like to ask a stand-up microphone question, and we're going to get your questions in there. And boy, do we have a prize for you today. Every person who steps up to the microphone, ask a question to the panel, tells a story, we've got an awesome opportunity, and one person's going to walk out with an opportunity to get these brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Spartan Reef frame with the Marlin style color. It's a really cool blue to brown fade in that Spartan Reef glass from Maui Jim with those bronze HCL lens. It's a great pair of Maui Jims. And one of those is going to somebody who steps up to the microphone this morning. And in addition to that, we've got another couple of great prizes. And that's going to be for 2 tickets to the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar for our callers. So if you give us a call this morning, somebody's going to get an opportunity to win 2 tickets to the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. And we would love to hear from you this morning. There's 2 ways you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 or toll free at 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Your opportunity to get through and give us a call because we'd certainly love to hear from you.
And for everybody coming down today to the Hyatt, we have a lot of prizes to give away, including a Shimano reel and lots of AFCO clothing and Rapala lures and Shimano gear, all kinds of good stuff. Frank Lopresti, I feel like we should be playing the Rocky music right now. Looks like you just got out of the gym. Out of the gym. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Rick, Pete. Just want to mention Friends of Rollo Booth. Remember, you buy 3 raffle tickets, and you are responsible for sending a kid fishing.
Wow.
And you can take your kids down to the wheel. Roy Rose is down there with Howard running that wheel, and that's a kick in itself. And $10 gets you a spin on the wheel, and you get a darn good prize, and some of them are outstanding prizes.
Yeah,
so
some really...
Remember Friends of Rollo, because we're still working hard and sending a lot of kids fishing, and I thank you very much.
Taking a lot of kids fishing. Where is the wheel?
The wheel is all the way down to what part of the hall?
Bard Hall?
If you head down toward the Savage Gear Bass Tank, the freshwater bass tank, You look that on the map, you can see that the wheel is right near the Savage Gear freshwater bass tank and near the Iserline fishing coach. And they've got so many prizes on that wheel.
Yeah.
You can't spin the wheel without getting more than you paid for.
That's right.
And every cent of it goes to taking kids fishing.
Every penny. It's all volunteers.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Pete.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for being here. And, of course, Frank will be in the Fisherman's Landing booth taking reservations and talking fishing on the Royal Polaris and the Shogun and all the other great boats.
Those guys have been very busy, too.
Yes,
it's fun,
they have.
Fun at the Fisherman's Landing booth. You know, Frank's there and Captain Randy Toussaint, and there's so many captains, and it's been a lot of fun. Hey, when we come back, we got a ton of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Lots to talk about. Lots of great fishing information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup live from the Long Beach Show live from the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. We got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Brace yourself for the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes. They're lighter, faster, stronger, smarter, and they're innovation award winners. These intimidating V6 300, 250, and 225 horsepower Predators are engineered to be offshore tough. Still, Yamaha's lightweight design makes these outboards up to 73 pounds lighter than 300 horsepower competitors. They're also faster and smarter than their peers, up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM. Add all that to a powerful, class-leading 4.2 liters of big bore V6 displacement, and you have a definite competitive advantage. And now, these offboards are available with the advanced precision of Helmmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Power, precision, efficiency, reliability, the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes. They're miles ahead of the competition, and they're at a dealer near you. Meet them today at your local Yamaha dealer. Helmmaster available with V6s purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners. For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all 5 species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book on online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, live at the Hyatt Regency here in Long Beach. We're downstairs, super easy to find, just coming right through, see the escalators, and head right downstairs, and we are all here at a great spot. Man, this is like my favorite spot to
do. It's a good spot. Yeah, definitely. We were in the bar yesterday, which was not a bad spot.
It's my second favorite
spot. Yeah, well, but this is nice. Nice and lighted up, and you know, no time changes here, so it actually is daylight out, which is a nice thing. Of course, 1 week from today, we'll be changing daylight saving times, and then we head right into the Del Mar show, which is always a favorite there, Thursday through Sunday. The following week, going to be a lot of fun. Tim is here from Long Beach. Good morning, Tim. Nice shirt.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you very much. And good morning, everyone. My question's for Seth. Seth, as you know, we've had a banner year this last summer with all the exotics that came up here. What did you see that was unusual up in Sitka, or what did you guys catch out of the ordinary?
That is a good question. Bart and I were just talking about that. You know, last year the water was warmer than normal, and probably the broad trend that we saw was the silvers being real shallow, you know, just right on the surface and feeding almost exclusively on juvenile black cod. Sable fish, which I'd never seen before.
Really?
Yeah, almost every silver you caught there the second half of the season would just have, you know, stomach plugged with small black cod and nothing else.
What
no herring,
really?
No needlefish. Yeah. And the silver run was, it came on, you know, it was pretty good the second half of the season, but it came on, you know, just really, really good in real late, you know, like September, you know, the middle part of September, which normally, you know, it's still good then, but normally that's kind of, you know, maybe past the peak a little bit, whereas it was, you know, that's when it really came on. And, you know, it was just mainly impacted the silvers, but we did see some exotics too, you know, a lot of blue sharks and, one of our boats caught an albacore, you know, trolling for salmon late in the season. You know, just a little guy, just a little guy, you know. But you know, so just some different stuff, some sunfish around, you know, some stuff you don't normally see. But yeah, it was cool.
Wonderful. And Bart, I do have one question for you. You know, I attend every day, every year. Oh, ever think about stretching it out?
Like.
Ever think about stretching it out another week? Because I still haven't seen everything.
You know, we get that question a lot, you know, this show could be longer. You know, we could be here longer. We'd still get lots of people. It's just difficult logistically with, in order to put something on this big, we have to use our union help. We love our guys, but they are expensive. And moving in on Sunday would be triple time. So we're thinking about trying to do it, actually, but I don't know how we can make it happen. Maybe we could go over to a Monday or something. They do that at the Miami Boat Show. They actually continue it on to a Monday. That might be a special day for people to come. But then again, we're all pretty tired at the end of 5 days here, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Honestly, so am I.
So you're wearing a Let's Talk Hookup shirt, and we'll go ahead and continue that special we did yesterday. If you wear a Let's Talk Hookup shirt or a Let's Talk Hookup hat, you come to our booth, you buy one, you get one free.
All right.
So,
thank you.
Like
awesome.
I said, I'm losing money on that deal, but it's nice to see the support from our people. So wear a Let's Talk Hookup hat or T-shirt to the show today. Come by the booth, buy one, get one free. John Ireland is here from Rancho Leonero. You've been here all week long.
All week long.
Yeah, you ready?
Mark? Esteemed guest.
You ready for another day? Shall we just stay?
Absolutely. You know, I have to say, Bart, this has been our best show. We've been doing it, I think, 27 years now, Rancho Leonero, and this has been by far our best show. We've taken more reservations, and it's been awesome. Thank you, Bart.
That's because you're a grandpa.
That's because I'm a grandpa. So my karma's much better this year. Absolutely. Our fishing, we just, of course, opened about 2 weeks ago. And start off with a bang. Pretty darn good fishing down by us. Water's warm. Actually, just about the same as last year. We're metering 74-degree water out in front already, which is warm. About 5 degrees warmer than normal. But it's reflecting in the fishing yard. We're sending out a couple boats a day and averaging about 2 billfish per boat per day, even mix of sails and stripers. Inside, it's the normal stuff, a lot of sea air early in the morning, a good rooster fish bite. We've had Jeff DeBrown's been out there. He's our fly fishing guide, and they've been banging ladyfish and roosters between 10 and 20 pounds on the fly and doing very, very well with them. My understanding is the Van Warmer Hotel is, got in the tuna 2 days ago, about 35 miles off of Pomo. So there's a lot of activity. It's an early start, and we're looking forward to a good year.
Wow. And you still have space available.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Throughout the season, June is about full now, but the other months we do have plenty of room.
Yeah, now our tournament, I believe, is all maybe one room left.
I think there's one or two left. So
yeah.
If somebody does want to go, now's the time for sure.
Yeah.
Come and see us at the booth.
Yeah, great airfare going on right now. Alaska Airlines flying out of San Diego, Los Angeles, Orange
County.
Lots
of air.
You can fly from anywhere.
Don't forget TJ.
Yeah, with the new bridge.
That's worth mentioning, Tijuana. Volaris now, you can get consistently one-way tickets for $75.
Yeah.
So it's $150 round trip, and they have the new Sky Bridge that goes across, and actually they have an exit right at the baggage claim, and you go over a little bridge, no more than 5 minutes. It's actually faster clearing U.S. Customs than Lindbergh and certainly LAX. It's really a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, sounds great. All right, John, you'll be in the booth today. Come on by. It's right behind the Let's Talk Hookup booth, and look forward to seeing you at the show.
Absolutely. We've been neighbors many years.
Yes,
look forward
indeed.
To it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, Eric Sheets, the world-famous Eric Sheets from Cal's Custom 2-Speeds is here.
How are you guys
from
doing?
From Fallbrook, California.
Yeah, what's up, Eric?
The new home of Cal's Custom 2-Speeds, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's great seeing you guys all for another year at the show here. Kind of losing my voice a little bit as it happens, you know, with doing a five-day show. But my question is, so going up to Mammoth, we've been up there about 3 or 4 times this year. Love it, and it's they're doing great and everything. But so I've been wanting to take the kids, and we go check out, like, the trout hatchery and stuff. Like, where would we find it? Is it open to for people to go and check it out, or is that – or
yeah, you know, if you're talking about Conway Ranch,
mm-hmm.
you know, they've been having some challenges with water mm-hmm. over the last couple of years. So, you know, I think it's best to check out right now to give them a call and just find out what they are doing up there.
Sure.
But they typically have the ponds. And, Bart, I don't know if you've talked to anybody up there, but it's been a challenge. We've actually been bringing our fish down from Desert Springs up in Oregon. But the hope is that we can get the raceways back running down at the ranch and get that taken care of. Hot Creek Ranch is the other one right behind the airport there that you can
right.
go down and check out as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks very much.
You know, on the way up there, on the way up, they've restored the old hatchery. You'll see the sign on the – what's the name of the darn thing?
The Mount Whitney Hatchery?
Yeah, Mount Whitney Hatchery. And they've restored that, and you can go tour that as you on the way up to on 395.
Okay, great.
That's fun.
Yeah, when it was so busy, over I think it's President's Weekend, we were looking for other things to do other than skiing because
sure.
it was. But yeah, so that's where we were looking for stuff like that. So, but
yeah, absolutely. And if you're up there, you know, especially on the way up that way, you've got the Mona Lake tour up there is fun. Even if you're up there now, the road to Bodie's starting to get cleared out. So a lot of other things to do while you're up there.
Yeah, we're becoming highly addicted to going during the summer and the winter,
absolutely.
Too. Absolutely. Cool. Yeah, it's been great.
It's a great spot.
Oh,
and it's right in our backyard.
Yes.
It is.
It's right here. Yeah.
Right.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
All right. Appreciate that. Dave, our guy that's given away the prizes, is here. And he lives in Anza and has a hunting question. Right, Dave?
Yeah, for Lockwood Guide Service there. I really enjoy hog hunting. I've had some really productive hog hunting trips down in South Texas. The technique down there, they put you up in a blind close to a feeder. The feeder goes off. It's like the dinner bells. They run out and you shoot all you want. And, you know, I brought home a lot of meat, but I felt more like I was in a shooting gallery than a real hunt. What's your technique? What can I expect up there?
basically what we're doing is it's a spot and stock hunting trip. So that's like we've told a lot of people at the show, because we have had some people inquire about the hunt and say, you know, hey, it's cheaper to go to Texas. Well, if you weigh it out and you add in the cost to drive all the way down there, it's actually more expensive to go to Texas. On top of that, the way we are hunting the pigs, in California we're hunting them spot and stock. Like I said, we've got one ranch, we hunt them spot and stock. We've got another ranch where we'll go out and hunt them with dogs. California does not allow you to bait, so it's going to be a lot different than just a guy in Texas dumping you off on a corn feeder and telling you to watch it all day. And we have noticed on our style of hunts, predominantly the spot and stock, hunters really feel like they're more involved in the hunt. We're getting out there on foot. We're doing a lot of glassing from ridges. And then once we locate the pigs, we're putting a stock down on them to get ahead of them and then setting up an ambush point. So,
yeah, what kind of range would I expect to take my shot at?
You know, most of the shots, to be fair, are going to be about 100 to 150 yards.
Okay. You know, look all forward right. to it. I'd like to come up and join you sometime.
All right, perfect. Thank
all
you.
All right. Dave, thanks a lot for all your help, too, in our booth as well as here. And I want to thank our buddy Gary and Roger and Bob and Dave, of course, and Cowboy for helping us out in the Let's Talk Hookup booth. I couldn't do it without you, so thank you guys very much. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones. Rick.
You got it, man. Well, how about we start off with Dan this morning, who's calling us from San Diego. Dan, thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Dan. Good morning.
Good. I have a question for Tim. To come up and do a bow hunt for pigs, you pretty much have to buy your own bow, don't you?
Yes, you'd have to have your own bow.
Okay.
What about guns? I mean, do you guys supply guns?
No, we don't. So you will have to have your own weapon. And, you know, like I've told hunters that before, the best thing with having your own is you're going to be experienced with it. You don't want to put money into a trip. You come up there, a guide hands you a gun that you're not comfortable shooting. And then when you get that opportunity, chances are you're probably not going to be successful. So the best thing to do is if you're wanting to get into archery hunting, go down, talk to some of the guys at some of the archery shops, and shoot some of these different bows. Find out what is comfortable for you. And then from there, start practicing. Once you feel confident with the bow, then give us a call and we can take care of you from there.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting, lots of your questions, and lots of great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Piffa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, their display here at the Fred Hall Show, pretty amazing.
Awesome.
I mean, you got to check out the lure wall, and of course, I was checking out those poppers to take down to Panama
exactly.
for our Pesca Panama trip next
Orca
year.
Orca Pops.
The Orca Pops, those are really cool. And then, of course, the new flat falls, they have the heavy flat falls and everything like that. Great lure lineup, but in addition to that, the weather looks just fine to get out on the lagoon today and go down there and cast with the one and only Mark Mills and try out some of that great Shimano gear here at the Fred Hall Show.
Mills got to be very excited because, you know, he's a big proponent of spinning, and we've been blown away at how much spinning has gone out the door, at least at our booth at the tackle store. Stellas, Stratix, Fate Runners, Sedonas, everything. I mean, spinning has been fantastic, and you know, I think Mills might be right. A lot of those twin powers, it's been very impressive to see how much Shimano is moving at the show.
You bet. So check it out here at the Fred Hall Show. Try it and buy it right here in the Shimano booth.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, the most complete selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Shimano, rods, reels, and accessories. No one has a better selection of Shimano Talica and Trinidad reels. Accessories like tackle bags, flat fall jigs, Colt Sniper, and more. Make sure to see the Torium HG. Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff knows your needs. Come see our best booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live here at the Hyatt in Long Beach, getting ready to head in for the last day of the Long Beach show. Looking forward to the Del Mar show and lots of good stuff going on today, man.
10 o'clock this morning, the door is open for the final day of 2016 at the Long Beach Convention Center. So you don't want to miss this show. Like we've been talking about, it is a whale of a show. I mean, that's the only way you can describe it. And a lot to see, a lot to do, and I'm sure like one of the gentlemen said earlier, he can't do it all in 5 days. It's inconceivable.
That's for sure.
We've been here for 6 days, and we haven't seen it all.
I've been here for 7 days.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. Well, it's time for the Catch Port, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Go by the Fisherman's Processing booth if you can get to it, because it has been very, very well attended. I see Sean and Rosie every evening. I'm like, well, how'd it go today? Like, well, we gave out 4,000 samples today. It's been really, really fun. You can meet Sean, you can meet Rosie and the entire gang. They're at the Fred Hall Show today, and you can sample some of their amazing smoked fish, their fish jerky, all the great stuff that's going on at Fisherman's Processing booth. It's well worth the stop. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details. You can always friend them on Facebook. It's a really, really cool spot to go to and very well attended.
Indeed.
All right, well, hey, we got the man, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is standing by. And Brian, I know you got to go check out the Fred Hall Show.
Yeah, I came up there the other night. Good to see you up there. It looked like you were busy putting some Power Pro on a few Talicas. Things looked like they were going pretty good for you in the booth there.
Yeah, we've been having a blast, man. It's a lot of fun.
Good deal. Well, hey, we have been enjoying some pretty good calico bass fishing down here this last week. You know, the water was gorgeous. I guess we'll have to kind of let it sort itself out after this front kind of bowls its way through here. But, man, we had some real nice and clean 63-degree water with some good downhill movement and that combination of we had the bass up and lined up pretty good. They wanted to bite for us. Easy limits of quality fish for the savvy fly line angler. You know, we get a lot of diehard calico bass fishermen that fish with us. And, you know, the guys that can effectively fly line a sardine had no problem catching their five fish. As also you'd expect with the savvy guys, just about every one of those real nice calico bass was released too. So it was good catch and release fishing, not only on the legal fish, but you factor in the number of shorts that you typically catch, nowadays with that bigger size restriction and, your sheep head and your sculpin. It made for some really good, fun half-day fishing this past week. Three-quarter-day scene, down the beach, it's pretty much tackling rockfish. Some pretty good days out deep. You know, the key down there was trying to find a zone that wasn't polluted with red crab. You know, there's certainly some areas where that crab's just glued to the bottom, and as you'd expect, those rockfish just, they don't want anything to do with the strip of squid or a live bait. So it's all about finding the right rock and the right zone without the crab on it. And when you did, it made for some real nice quality fish, better grade reds, and, your other typical mixed rock fish found their way into the bag as well. So, and then, at the end of the day, on those three-quarter day trips too. I've been trying to get down and get inside on some of those kelp beds there, North County, and take advantage of some of this good calico bass fishing as well. And those fish down there in those beds are still biting really nice as well. So another halibut made its way onto our Derby leaderboard. So, you know, the spots are filling up. I think there's only two vacant spots left on the leaderboard here, so we'll see what happens this next week. And then the Fury, he's been fishing San Clemente Island, and he was out there a day or two this last week on the opener. And then he had some really good rock fishing out there, mixed in a couple yellowtails and bonito and stuff like that over there in his counts. So he's getting ready to get his all-day schedule going as well. So overnight, all day, half day, three-quarter day, we got it going on over here at Dana Wharf. So if you guys want to hop on a local trip with us, you know, I'd recommend taking advantage of the discount on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. You can click on that banner link. That'll take you over, and you can book from there. Or you can call the landing. The phone number there is 949-496-5794. And, of course, you can check us out on our web, look at our daily fish counts and stuff like that at danawharf.com.
Awesome. Great info, as always. Sure appreciate that. Fun seeing you here at the Fred Hall Show cruising around. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week for another great report.
All right, guys, don't hurt your backs, and have a good, enjoyable rest of your day. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Willie.
All right, thanks, Brian. Appreciate that very much. The one and only Doug in Montebello is here somewhere. There he is. Probably one of the longest-term callers to Let's Talk Hookup right here.
No doubt.
There he is.
What's up, Doug?
This question's for the mammoth person. What happens if you get tired
that
of fishing?
John.
Well, where else could I go to enjoy myself besides fishing?
Oh, God, you know, if you if you're coming up during the summertime or even for the opener, you've got everything from hundreds of miles of biking trails, hiking trails, heading down to Yosemite. We're 2 hours from the valley floor of Yosemite. You know, Bodie, the ghost town up in Mono County. Again, just going out and doing something like kayaking on Mono Lake. I mean, there's some beautiful, beautiful options up there. Tons of festivals that go on during the course of the summer. You know, everything from music festivals to beer, wine, margarita festivals. I mean, there's just something going on every weekend, and just tons and tons of activity. Take a scenic gondola ride up to the top of the mountain, go down to Devil's Post Pile. So Devil's Post Pile is a national monument, and 101-foot Rainbow Falls down there, just short little hikes, and lots to do.
Endless things to do. You know, one thing, John, that I've always wanted to do in Mammoth in the winter is the snowmobile.
Yeah,
that's kind of a new deal up there, right?
Yeah, you know, snowmobile tours are pretty cool, and especially when you do the Mammoth Mountain snowmobile tours, and they can take you up through just gorgeous views of the minarets and Banner and Ritter, and, you know, just really, really a fun opportunity. You know, we've had a great winter up in the mountain, and that's really afforded a lot of snowmobiling that we haven't had in the last couple of years.
Fantastic. Cool. Maria is here from Laverne. Maria, thanks for joining us here at the Hyatt Regency Long Beach. I want to thank the people here at the Hyatt for hosting our broadcast once again this year, and sure appreciate all the help from them, too.
Hey, Maria.
Happy to be here. Come every year with my husband. This year, my husband brought my granddaughters on Wednesday, and they came home with so many goodies. I mean,
that's cool.
Because there weren't that many kids here.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they were giving it to them. My question is, I forgot your name. From Alaska.
Seth.
Okay. If I take my granddaughters, will they pay full price? And at what age do you think I should take them to your lodge?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. There's not really an automatic price break for age, but it kind of depends on the circumstances. You know, if you have enough in your party to kind of, you know, own the boat, you know, four to six people, then we can work with you a lot more, as long as the captain's, you know, got a full load. As far as age, you know, it kind of comes back to, you know, are you guys, you know, the sole party that has, you know, possession of the boat? Because then your captain will take you to wherever, you know, calm water, you know, whatever hours and type of fishing, and so you really have the run of things. So I'd say that's, you know, a big factor. If you're splitting the boat with another party, you know, say it's just two or three of you and you have, you know, other people on the boat, you know, then you know, you might want to consider the age, you know, thing a little bit more and maybe look, you know, more like in the, you know, maybe, you know, 10, 11, 12-year-old. But again, if you have the full, you know, boat yourselves, I'd say there really is no age recommendation. Just whatever, you know, whatever you guys want to do, and your captain's going to take really good care of you and make sure everybody's comfortable and having a good time out there.
Full boat, usually like a 4 to 5 person group?
Yeah, yeah, four people gets you the boat, you know, and we can take up to 6, you know, but that's a good thing to shoot for, especially if you've got, you know, children involved in a family trip. It's great to, you know, just sort of, you guys have the whole boat, the captain's at your service, you know, for what you guys are comfortable with, what you want to do.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'll tell you, Jim Marie, the boats are very, very comfortable. We've got a chance to fish with Seth a bunch, and the boats are big, and the cabins are heated, and if, you know, somebody wants to get out of the weather, it's really, really comfy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks for coming down. Appreciate you attending every year, too, Maria. It's very, very nice. Hey, I have a question for James and John from Inland Boat Center about new people in boating, and I know you deal a lot with new people in boating. If somebody comes to your booth and they look at all these amazing boats that you have, can be a little intimidating sometimes, but they want to get into boating, especially after this last year we had with all the great coastal fishing, and you could go 4 miles off the beach and catch a wahoo and tuna and such like that. How do you talk to somebody like that? How do you introduce them to the wonders of having their own boat and going sport fishing on their own vessel?
Well, I think it's actually a fairly common occurrence. People ride local sport boats and half days, all day charters, and then start thinking about a family opportunity where they can kind of control the environment that they're in and their family's in. And I think throughout our organization, we have people that are very knowledgeable, can help them make the right choice for their individual needs for boating, because not everybody needs a 29-foot Guadalupe. Maybe the right choice is to start on an Arima, or heck, it could even be a pontoon boat for our local mountain lakes. And so by talking with the family, we get to know them, we get to know what their intentions are, and try to help them make the right choice.
Okay. Let's say it's a small family, husband and wife, and they have a child, and they want to go both fresh and saltwater fishing, don't want to spend, don't have a huge budget, but they want to do some inshore and light offshore fishing. Where would you steer them?
I think I would show them some of the Arima Sea Chasers or possibly Sea Rangers, depending on whether they had overnight ideas in their head. But a boat like a Sea Chaser is just ideal for a family day boating trip. It does have a forecastle. It does have a port-a-potty. So, you know, with the family application, especially if there's small children involved, it's nice to have that potty so you're not having to turn around and go back in, you know, if there's a little emergency. Plus, they're roomy. They're very safe and stable, offer a lot of fishing room, and the options are just overwhelming. I mean, you can do center mount bait tanks, or we have fish storage lockers. We have lots of gear storage. I mean, all the stuff, the accoutrements that we take on any given day go into the water.
Yeah, I know Arimas are very popular in Alaska. Yeah. That says something. If they use them in Alaska, then they got to be pretty durable.
Yeah, they're built for built for water that is really much heavier than we deal with routinely down here. We boat in some of the nicest conditions, I think, up and down the coast. I mean, we have great water out here the majority of the time.
It's a kiddie pond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it that way.
Yeah, keep it that way. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk coming your way, including another full hour of your phone call, stand-up mic questions, lots of great stuff. Like we said, come on down. Plenty of time to join us here at the Hyatt in Long Beach. We'll look forward to seeing you then. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I got my line in the
water. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board. The only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest
largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel.
Holy smokes. It's Cabo San Lucas we're talking about. And I've got you covered. This is Cabo Bruce with CaboFishTime.com. Now, Pete and I have been talking, and we know what you want. Great deals on condos and fishing wrapped up into one. CaboFishTime.com is your single source for everything Cabo. And the cool part is, you'll always work with me, Cabo Bruce. As I like to say, I'll have you from the moment you land to the time you leave. Everything. Transportation or car rental. The finest suites you'll ever find at unbelievable prices. Great fishing, of course. Amazing dining and activities. And the best service, period. Call me or text me, 951-323-1872, or head for our website, CaboFishTime.com. Again, that's CaboFishTime.com. For your next Cabo vacation.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Start 2016 strong with Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. From January 1st through March 31st, purchase an eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and choose either 2 free years of limited warranty coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Yes, that's up to $1,500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboards dealer. Or 2 additional years of Yamaha extended service on top of your 3-year 4-stroke factory limited warranty for no extra cost. That's a total of 5 years of warranty coverage and an MSRP value of up to $23,000. That's right, eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include a choice of 2 free years of Yamaha extended service or up to $1,500 in dealer credit, but only during Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2016, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad.